Just doing a little bit of talking to myself because I'm very just need to get my thoughts out, I guess. What did I want to talk about? There's so many things to talk about. I'm currently home for winter break. Granted, my college is only 30-40 minutes away from home, so it's not bad at all. I'm not one of the out-of-state or international students that actually fly home or anything. I get in the car, get on the freeway, and then go home. But being home is kind of lonely. I guess there's just like a huge parallel, because when you're home, you're near your high school friends, and a lot of my high school friends were high school acquaintances more than high school friends. Like, we'd hang out during class, maybe a little bit after school, or like in between and at lunches and stuff, but not a lot outside of school. And a lot of my high school friends also have other friends that they're visiting, and there are a couple of high school friendships that kind of fell off, and it's really sad. And a lot of my high school friends also moved, so being back in my small suburban town is kind of lonely. Because in the dorms, you're in the city, there's literally people always doing something, always out, and there's always something going on, and it's easy to be a part of those things, and a lot of people are looking to hang out, so it's like super fun all the time. But when you're at home, there's not a lot going on at all, and I think it's just a huge parallel from being at home compared to being at school. So maybe being at home isn't even that lonely, but compared to being in that school environment, that super, super social environment, it is very lonely. And I just love and hate the winter season because it's incredibly so bittersweet. It's so cold and pretty, and you just want to sit by the fireplace, but you also want to sit by the fireplace with someone and hug them and freaking cuddle someone. But that is so hard to find right now, and I have an undying dilemma within my own self that I ideally, well, probably, I want a relationship that stems from a friendship. So basically friends to lovers, like everybody else wants. But where I will fail in that conquest, that journey, is that once I see someone as a friend, I've developed that relationship with them, I don't know what happens, but my brain blocks me from ever viewing them as anything more than that, because I guess I put them in a box and I label that box friends and friendship and I close it. So it's like, it doesn't change. So how do I accomplish a friends to lover relationship when I can't see any of my friends as anything more but friends? And maybe it's because I haven't met that person that I genuinely like more than friends, more than a friend, but it's weird because there are some people where I'm like, oh, they're cute, or blah, 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 or I could see myself with them, but as soon as I become their friend and I solidify that, there's nothing more I can see, which is really interesting and weird. And I just want what so many people have, which is that connection, that I don't even know what that connection could be because I've never had it. But just seeing all these people in love makes me want to stand in the middle of the highway and hope for the worst. I want to just swallow glass and see how high I can jump. Anyways, so yeah. Continuing on from my last thought, I'm in a new place right now, mentally and physically, but what was I talking about? People in love. It's actually really sweet seeing all these couples and all these close relationships and friendships, and I think that's one of the most beautiful things about humans and what humans can do, how much we can really love one another and love other beings like animals and plants and objects and places and sounds and memories. The way we can love is so pure and so magical, and I just want to experience all aspects and all forms of love. And it's hard. It definitely is hard seeing other people experience it. Not that I'm not happy for them. I love seeing love and I love seeing genuine connection. But I just, you know, you wish it for yourself, and it's like hard to really, honestly, there's moments and places in my life where I feel stunted because there's so many experiences that you need another person or another or just, you can't just experience it yourself. There are a lot of things where you need to experience it with other people, and that's how you grow more as a person and you find yourself more. And it's really hard to think about because you can't do anything about it. It will come when it will, but it's hard to think that it's not there yet, because I really want to grow and I want to find myself more and I want to help other people grow. And in that way, there's definitely connections you make where it's not romantic that helps you grow. Of course, we all have those connections, you know, but there is that one connection, the romantic connection, that I haven't experienced yet. And I feel like I'm just like stunted and I can't find more about myself in that realm, in that world. And I want to, because there's a lot to wonder about, rightfully so. And yeah, but I guess it is a new year, 2022. It's exciting. I feel a lot better about this year than I have, or I did feel about last year. I don't know why. I think it's just, I was really, really, really ready to let 2021 go. So that's why I was ready for this new year. I spent it with one friend. We just watched the New Year's kind of broadcast that they have in New York, and we made New Year's resolutions. We binge watched some Netflix before that. It was a very uneventful New Year's celebration, but it was still fun. It was really fun, and it felt a lot safer than going to a party, obviously, and And I think this year, COVID is still a pretty big problem. So I didn't want to, you know, go to a party or anything like that, especially over the holidays. I think a lot of people are getting sick right now, and it's kind of really scary. But hopefully it gets a lot better. I don't know how much better it can get, or not how much better, but when it will get better. But 2022 is a new year, a new opportunity for better things, hopefully, for more self-exploration and growth and finding more connections out there that are going to be beautiful and strong. And I think this is a year to have that positive look and outlook in life. Not saying we should ignore all the world's problems, because there are so many issues that we need to actively be conscious about and actively do something about it, you know? But that doesn't mean that we can't also be positive of the good things and the little things. It's all the little things that add up that make life kind of beautiful and make it really, really worth living. And yeah, there are so many things that we do need to work on, but it's okay to give ourselves some time and moments that we can enjoy the little things and the things that make us happy, and also to enjoy things through people. I love seeing people post their 2021 recaps. I love people posting about their hobbies and what music they're listening to and what books they're reading and pictures they take and hikes they go on and food they eat, because honestly, it is really interesting to me. I love living through people because I know it was a memory that was good for them, so that's why they chose to capture it and chose to show it off to their friends. And I think it's really cute that people do that. And I think if we looked at life like that more in more ways, then we'd realize how super adorable some humans can be and how awesome it is to be able to live like this life. And of course, there's so many things that so many people have to worry about, and we have to worry about collectively, and we should be working towards a better future for those issues. But at the same time, we also need to find time to give ourselves a break mentally, physically. Obviously, we say this every year, give yourself a break, give yourself that self-care you need. But it's true, because the more you break yourself down, the more that you'll do that. You'll break yourself down, and eventually you'll break yourself down to the bare bones, and you won't be able to enjoy things that you used to enjoy anymore. And then that energy will keep manifesting into other parts of your life, and it's gonna be rough. And of course, it's way easier said than done. It's so much easier to say, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna give myself self-care, and I'm gonna do this and this and that. It's so easy to say, but not the easiest to do, and that's okay. You can work on that this year. I want to work on that this year. I think that there's a lot of things that we all can work on, and I think it's a beautiful year to actually stick to at least a couple of our New Year's resolutions, or a couple things we want to see or do or whatever. I think it's a good year to do that. And yeah, and one resolution I have this year is to work on my podcast a little more, and I want to do that mostly for myself, because I love just getting my thoughts out, and I feel like if I don't record it, then I'm crazy. So, yeah. Anyways, happy 2022. First day of 2022. And hopefully next year we will have more normalcy and more normalcy. Bye.